ever get that feeling like the internet's just playing like this giant game of connect the dots with your online life? You know, like I was signing up for something the other day. I don't even remember what it was, probably something totally mundane. And bam, there it was again. Log in with Facebook, log in with Google. You know how it goes. It's everywhere. But this time, I don't know, something felt different. Like, yeah, okay, I get the convenience factor, but what's the other side of that coin? What am I actually enabling with that one little click? And, you know, that's actually what we're diving into today. It's all about social login. We're going deep on the tech behind it, the convenience that we all obviously kind of love, and yeah, maybe some stuff that we haven't really considered before. And this is where it gets kind of interesting. One of the main sources we're looking at today is this article, and it's from a website called Auto Like Sig. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear a name like that, I'm thinking Instagram boosting, right? And you know what? That's exactly what they do. They've got this whole article, and it's all about the mechanics of social login. Makes you wonder a little, right? Why would a company that's all about automating Instagram engagement be so interested in this whole social login thing? Don't worry, we will circle back to that. But first, let's get back to the basics.
Yeah, it's really easy to just click that login with platform button without even thinking twice, right?
Yeah,
But when
nice.
you actually stop and break down what's actually happening behind the scenes, it's actually pretty fascinating.
Okay, so walk me through it. Let's say, for example, I hit that Google button. What does the article say happens next?
Well, you'll probably notice that usually it opens up another window, right? Like it redirects you over to Google. It's not all happening just on that first website. And that's actually our first little clue that there's a whole behind-the-scenes process going on here.
Right, yeah. And the article specifically mentions that redirect step. So it's like they're handing off the authentication to Google or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. And this is where it gets really clever. You're not actually giving them your Google password. Instead, what happens is a temporary token gets created. You can almost think of it like a guest pass instead of like a key to your house, you know?
A guest pass. Okay, I like that analogy. So it's like, it's temporary proof that you are who you say you are, and that's what the website uses to decide whether or not to let you in.
You got it. That token is just confirming your identity without the website ever actually needing to see your real password. And the article really emphasizes how this whole token exchange is what makes the entire process so seamless.
Seamless, frictionless. Those are some buzzwords we hear a lot these days, especially when we're talking about online experiences. But like most things in tech, I feel like there's always another side to the story, isn't there? What are the potential downsides that might be lurking beneath this super convenient surface?
Lurking, huh? Yeah, that's kind of funny because our source article definitely doesn't frame it like that at all. They are like singing the praises of how social login reduces friction for
Well,
users.
yeah, I mean, they would, wouldn't they? We already talked about how this source is all about making things happen on autopilot.
It's true. And it's actually a really good observation when you think about it. Both social login and a service like Auto Like Sig, they're tapping into this same basic desire, right? Like to achieve something online without all the usual effort. It's actually pretty fascinating when you think about it.
Okay, so we're already seeing some parallels between the tech itself and what our source's business model is. But let's actually break down some of those supposed advantages of social login that they keep talking about. What else did the article say?
Well, aside from the obvious convenience factor, they were really big on this idea of how social login leads to more accurate data for businesses.
Which, I mean, on the surface, that sounds like a good thing, right? Less spam and more personalized experiences. But I feel like there's a but coming here.
Oh, there totally is. Accurate for who is the real question. What this often really means is that businesses are getting a much more complete picture of you, the user, aggregated across all these different platforms.
Right, because you're essentially linking all these different parts of your online life together with that one social login. It's like you're handing over a map to your entire digital self instead of just showing your ID at the door.
Exactly. And yeah, the article talks about like enhanced security because of things like two-factor authentication on platforms like Google and Facebook, but that's kind of double-edged sword if you think about it.
Because then, if that central platform like your Facebook or your Google is ever compromised, it's not just one account that's at risk anymore.
You got it. It creates this ripple effect across every service you've ever used that login for. Yikes.
Okay, so convenience on the one hand, but potential vulnerability on the other. And then there's this whole other layer that they mention they talk about businesses being able to customize those social login buttons. I'll be honest, my first thought was, who cares what the button looks like? But I have a feeling there's more to it than that, right?
No, there always is. It seems like such a small detail, but
Yeah.
think about it. Why would a business care about customizing a button? It's because it's not just a button, right? It's prime real estate on their page. They want it to blend in perfectly with everything else, you know, with their branding.
So it's not just about making it easy to log in, it's about making that click feel like a natural, unquestioned part of the entire user experience.
Exactly. It's all about reducing that friction, minimizing any hesitation the user might have.
It's all starting to make sense now, isn't it? This whole push for a frictionless experience, for effortless engagement. It's at the heart of social login and well, it's at the heart of what our source, Autolike Sig, is selling. It's kind of a trip, right? It's not just about like making all our lives easier online. It's about what happens when that whole frictionless thing just becomes like
Yeah,
the norm.
exactly. Think about it. When it's like we as users are constantly being encouraged to engage with the entire online world
Yeah.
in this passive, almost unconscious way.
We're just more likely to click through stuff, you know, without even really thinking about it. And that's where things get a little, I don't know, unnerving maybe.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that whole desire for a frictionless experience, it's
Afraid
like,
for exploitation,
you
right?
know.
When we're not really aware of what data we're giving up or the connections we're making between all these different things, it's easy to just become like part of this system that's designed to profit off of our engagement. And a lot of times we don't even realize it's happening.
And it's not like it's happening in a vacuum either. All that data, this connected picture of what we do online,
Yeah.
that's valuable, like really
Yeah.
valuable to businesses.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where our, that's actually where Autolike Sig comes back in, right? They're offering a shortcut to success on Instagram specifically, but
Yeah.
the whole underlying idea is the same, achieving what you want with minimal effort. So social login,
How good
that's
about it?
like it makes it easy to join the party, right?
Yeah.
And then services like Autolike Sig, they come in and they're like, hey, we're gonna make you the life of the party. And you didn't even have to like talk to anyone to get in.
That's a great way to put it, honestly. And yeah, it's this really potent combination, especially these days, right? Like it's the age of instant gratification. But the question we really have to ask ourselves is, who benefits the most from all this?
Yeah, because I mean, convenience is great, don't get me wrong, but not if it means we're giving up our privacy or our security, you know, or even just our awareness of how any of this stuff actually works.
Exactly. And honestly, I think that's the biggest takeaway here. The next time you see that little login with platform button, just take a second, you know,
Yeah.
think about what you're getting and what you might be giving up. Is it actually worth it?
It's almost like you're signing a contract, but it's written in a language you don't understand, and you're just kind of hoping for the best. And hey, sometimes that gamble might be worth it, but other times it could leave you vulnerable in ways you never even thought of.
100%. It's all about being informed, like
Yeah.
making conscious choices
Yeah.
about what we do online. Because this world, it's designed to be engaging and persuasive and, yeah, even addictive sometimes.
And I think the more we get how those designs work, the better equipped we are to actually navigate it all safely
Yeah.
and to protect ourselves, right? So next time you see one of those tempting little buttons, just remember what we talked about today. Maybe it'll make you rethink things, or at the very least, it'll make you think twice.
Hallo liebe Hundefreunde, in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog erzählt uns Lisa, wie sie Raketenwissenschaft nutzen konnte, um ihren Pflegehund Mia auf ihr neues für immer Zuhause vorbereiten zu können. Was sich genau dahinter verbirgt, erfahrt ihr überall, wo es Podcasts gibt und natürlich bekommt ihr auch wieder viele gute Tipps von unserer Hundeexpertin Melanie Lippisch. Wir hören uns also bei
Iswas Dog. Ein Herrchen möchte lernen, seinen Hund besser zu verstehen. Mit Malte Asmus.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.